So let me pull up this one real quick.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's on death's door. I'm just saying he looks older than 59.
You know, he looks like, okay, this is going to be ironic sounding coming from me. So sorry, everyone. But he looks like one of those guys that's trying to look younger than he is.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is he is technically younger than, how old is he again, 59?
He still has the spiky hair. He's
Isn't Big Fatty 59 or is Big Fatty 58?
He's 59. Oh, I don't know how old Big Fatty is, but Billy Idol is 59. And he apparently still struggles with drug addiction.
You know, Big Fatty is coming here for New Year's.
I heard that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's on death's door. I'm just saying he looks older.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1963 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of August, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, which includes Big Fatty Gentleman Caller Report. Hello, Leo's Big Fatty. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we're in a new month. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I hope you on Saturday morning, I hope you said rabbit or pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. No returns. That's what they say down there in the future. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the future, I hadn't heard from Straight Bob in a while. I hope he's doing all right. You know, every once in a while he'll comment on and put up a little comment over there at the BFO. But y'all, he's been Big Fatty, you got a testimonium, y'all. Oh, it is from Blonde Guy Jay. It says, he's updating, y'all. He is updating the hospitality suite list. You know, he's a yes, Big Fatty. We know you put the blonde man in charge of the bar. So so he's going to be updating that as we prepare for the state of the station. Yes, Big Fatty, there's one every Sunday night in August. It's true. And, y'all, we're getting close. We're getting close to the big Pride 48 Expo out there in the Las Wages. And, y'all, there's lots going on. Lots going on. And I will update you on what we talk about on the Sunday
Yes, Big Fatty, State of the Station
little show. I'll tell you about all that on tomorrow's little show. But y'all,
yes, Big Fatty, we got to talk about the weekend. Yes.
Yeah, cause y'all. By the way, if you hear noise in the background, I'm washing my underpants.
Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants
while I'm washing my clothes.
All right.
And they're in the dryer. So y'all, it's kind of a throwback to Big Ricky have the dryer running in the background. Maybe the buzzer will go off during the little show.
Big Fatty, either that or everybody will fall asleep as a throwback to Big Ricky.
Okay, well, anyway. But y'all, it was a good weekend. Let's see. Thursday night, y'all, the Big Brother app, y'all, they threw that little gay boy off. Jason, I think, was his name. And, y'all, it's too bad because I kind of, you know, he was very queenie, but I kind of liked him. But, y'all, he had too reliant on the smoky treats.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So he's gone. And, y'all, I've got to tell you, if you're watching the Big Brother, this is going to be a dadgum good week is all I got to say. Y'all have been looking at the spoilers and everything as to what's been going on, and y'all, let me tell you, it is going to be a good week on the Big Brother app. And so I was going to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Puerto, on Thursday to pick up old Veda. Yes, I picked up old Veda at the Ariel Puerto. And then took him back to the Vader family compound and came back. For right day, y'all, Larry Clyde was off on for right day, and the orange hat was off. And y'all, it was a skeleton crew, big, fatty, nobody but the bony people. It's true. But y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. It was very nice. It was just really very nice. But old Veda, he wasn't sure if he was coming in on for right day or not, but he did. Y'all, he and I went out. We were finishing up a big project before Big Fatty heads to Scotland. Y'all, I leave a week from today on the 10th.
Big Fatty, is that the only thing happening on the 10th?
No, it's a game night guy, game night gals, Brian's celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Anything else? I think that's it. Oh, well, okay, whatever you say.
By the way, you know, this is countdown to Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. That'll be this coming Sunday, the 9th of August, y'all. So get your cashews in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365 for Dr. Stone. He loves the salted cashews.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Let's see. What was I going to say?
Big Fatty, we don't know. We came home on for right night.
Yo, we had some red rain. I think we've had red rain every day. Every day this weekend, and came home, and y'all, it was just from what I can remember, it was just a quiet night here in the villa. Well, let me just see, did I do anything on Friday night?
Big Fatty, we don't remember.
I don't think I did. If I did, I don't recall it. So, I take that back. Granny and I, we went to supper with the owners of the horror hotel. It was just lovely. They took us to dinner and they had a coupon.
Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely.
We went to a fancy smancy place. Granny had a steak and lobster tail and creme brulee and she crab soup for his dinner. Big Fatty had the iceberg wedge solid. I had something called lobster pot pie.
Big Fatty.
I swear to you, it was in a, it was like chicken pot pie, except it was lobster. It was in a plate that had to be 8 inches by 8 inches. And it was kind of a, you know, almost bowl. It was like a square bowl is the way I can describe it. But y'all, it was these big, huge chunks of lobster. And y'all, there was so much lobster in this thing. It was unbelievable. And they had a few little potatoes and a cream sauce and some little peas. And then they covered the top of it with breadcrumbs. And then it was baked. It was so hot. Oh, my Lord, about burned my mouth on it several times. But y'all, it was absolutely delicious. But y'all, they could have served half of it. And you would have thought it was a gracious plenty portion. But had that. And then for dessert, Big Fatty had a slice of coconut cake, and it was lovely. So then Big Fatty went by the hotel. Granny met the owners there at the hotel, and then I came by and picked them all up, and I drove down to the restaurant and everything. Y'all, after that, Big Fatty came home, and y'all, I was like, oh, 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 I, oh. And y'all, I went to bed. Got up Saturday morning, y'all, and you know it was Pride weekend. It was the homosexual Pride weekend. Yes, Big Betty. So y'all, they had a parade. They had a parade in downtown Charleston at 9 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I didn't go to that. But they had the Pride Festival after that. And y'all, I got there right when it's opened about 10 a.m. in the morning. And ran into Granny and the folks from the Horror Hotel and all. And y'all, we kind of, because the Horror Hotel folks were there to promote the Horror Hotel. And so Granny and I and walked around with a friend of ours, and we you know, they had all these little booths and everything, and then they had some food trucks. Granny needed her some French fried potatoes at 10 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, and it was hot as blue blazes. Hot as blue blazes is all I gotta say. So we walked around, y'all. The longest line at the whole place was the line to get the tickets for the cocktails, and y'all, they were drinking cocktails at 10 o'clock in the morning like there was no tomorrow. Big Fatty, they're homosexuals, of course they are. And y'all, it'd be very much like Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, walked around for a little while, and about 11 a.m. in the morning, I said, y'all, I'd had enough. I was sweating through my belly button. Big Fatty, it was vulgar. I saw a picture of it, and it was vulgar. I bid my farewells to everyone, and y'all, I went out and got in the Ford Escape and drove out of the parking lot, and y'all, I went up the road about 2 minutes, and y'all, it started to rain, and evidently it was a downpour over at the Pride Festival for a little while. It didn't wash it out or anything, but I'll tell you what that is in a minute. But anyway, I came on back here to the Fat Villa, and y'all, there was a gentleman caller that he and I have been trying to have a rendezvous. A Big Fatty, shouldn't you play the music? Okay.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yeah, okay, y'all, and that squeaky gentleman caller, he's all excited, because, the gentleman caller came over here to the Fat Villa, and y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely time, y'all, but we were both sweating like a pig in church. Big Fatty, it's not a pig in church, it's a whore in church, with same difference, but y'all, it was just lovely. And then after that, y'all, I went over to the Walmart, and I had a couple of things I had to get, and y'all, I you know, they've got these new flavors of potato chips. One of them is a sausage, southern biscuits and gravy. They didn't have any of those, and one of them is truffle fries, which I didn't want to try. And what is the other one? Oh, and the other one is the Greek Town Gyro. And y'all, they had those, so I got them. And y'all, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. And so I've enjoyed munching on them and sampling them. And y'all, then I... I went to and filled up on gas. Big Fatty, you don't need any extra gas. Petroleum. And y'all, it was $2.13 a gallon. Y'all, I saw an article in the newspaper says that nationwide that gasoline will be below $2 by Crema. And y'all, I don't think it'll take that long for it to get below $2 here in Charleston. Big Fatty, it'll never get below $2 with Dr. Stone. No, it's true. Not out in the California, anyway, and so y'all. Then what happened then? Then I was on that Stick It With a Poke. I was on Stick It With a Poke with Gavin and Jim, and let's see, who else was there? David, that blue jeans guy, and Jimmy Bear, and Blind Guy Jay. But y'all, he had to leave early because he was going to go have some supper with the Big Liar. The Big Liar was visiting Sack of Tomatoes, and I thought they were going to call and say hello to Big Fatty while they were having supper, but evidently I was not in their thoughts as I had supper. Big Fatty, that makes me sad. But anyway, and then y'all, we went out to the Connections. We went to the Connections on Saturday night, and it was me and Granny, and Durwood was there, and my friends Jason and Jason were there. Y'all, it was a lot of folks that came to the housewarming hootenanny. Big Dick was there too, and they had White Trash Chicken Boy strippers performing, and y'all, one of them's name was Apollo, and Big Fatty was smitten. I was just smitten with Apollo, and y'all, Durwood, one of the other ones came up and was hugging on Durwood. Hey, daddy, and Durwood just pulled out his credit card and just swiped the boy's butthole. Big Fatty, it's Moga. Durwood did a body shot of a fireball off of this boy's belly button, and I said, well, I think Apollo is good. We got Apollo, come here. Big Freddy's gonna do a shot of fireball off of your stomach, and y'all, Durwood bought the shot and I licked it up. Big Freddy, please. But y'all, it was okay. I kind of enjoyed it, and then got home, and Sunday, y'all, it's been a day of laundry and cleaning here at the Fat Villa, and y'all, I pulled out some pork tenderloins out of the freezer, and y'all, I slow cooked them on the grill, seared them on the grill, and then slow cooked them for about an hour and a half on the grill, and with some barbecue sauce, and that barbecue sauce just kind of blackened on it, and y'all, it was so good. And I had fried Brussels sprouts to go with it, and I am tooting like there's no doubt. Big Fatty, you can say that again. And y'all, over the weekend, I've received a card in the mail and a package in the mail, and y'all, then there was another package sitting on my doorstep this morning from the lesbian delivery service, you know, the Amazon, I think it's what it is. Y'all, I've been holding off. Yes, Big Fatty, there must be another reason why you're holding off. Well, it seems like there's something. Oh, y'all, by the way, on the 6th, which is Thursday, y'all, the hats will be celebrating their 60th anniversary. And Big Fatty, I cannot believe it. Neither can I. And y'all, I just got off the phone with them, and my mother has sent a card to me to the wrong address. So have Big Fatty. So they were having dear gosh. So y'all, even after 60 years, they're still fighting like there's no tomorrow. Big Fatty, some things never change. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, I'll be back tomorrow and tell you about some important things with Pride 48. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and that Adam Burns from over there at that Dubious Intentions positive contestant, and Daniel, you know, the old gal, I called her show, and what do you think of the old gal?
I mean, he doesn't look like he's on death's door. I'm just saying he looks older.
Oh, well, you know, the old gal, you know, not death's door.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.